Welcome back, everybody. This is Kendi Foster. I'm here with Nathan Barkosi. Nathan, it's great to have you on the show.
Ken, such an honor to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, for those of you that don't know Nathan, I'd like to just give you a little information on him. He is the founder of the True Wealth Philosophy and Community and the number one international best-selling co-author of Old Wealth, New Wealth, True Wealth, alongside Sharon Lecter, the legendary co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. She's done so many books. I don't know how many books, you know, but it's amazing, you know, that you've been able to do that with you. And I was at the book launch for the new book, and man, you rocked it. You're up there talking, but you know, you're really modeling what true wealth is. And I want to get into that with you, Nathan. But before I do, I want people to know your story. Okay. How did you, you know, you're young, you're 26, man. And, you know, you got into this world, of personal empowerment, personal development, in a way that a lot of people don't. So let's tell them about your story real quick.
Absolutely, Ken. Yeah. So it all started back when I was 16 years old. I was a nationally ranked top 10 in the nation, a nationally ranked cyclist. I was the state champion in New Mexico. I was the youngest to ever win the Tour of the Gila down in Silver City, New Mexico. And as a 16-year-old, I had my eyes, my vision set on going to the Olympics, going to the Tour de France, becoming an internationally renowned competitive cyclist. And this was my passion, right? I spent hours on the bike every single day, and I was always riding. This is my passion. This is my purpose. And this is what I was pursuing. And I was accomplishing every goal necessary to take me to all of those stages, right? To the Tour de France, to the Olympics. And I was on my way to greatness as a competitive cyclist. And then January 23rd of 2016, I was training with my coach and my teammate, number one teammate. And I was hit by a car at 60 miles an hour. So I died on impact, actually, and the car threw me about 100 feet forward, and my coach rushed to my side and shook me just to see if I was alive. There was no response. And so the officer who came to the site of the scene reported it as a fatality. And immediately I was in a coma. By God's grace, right? So 2 weeks later, I miraculously opened my eyes again. And when I opened my eyes, I was paralyzed, right? So I was a nationally ranked athlete who couldn't move, you know? And so in that moment, right, I was in my hospital bed. I don't remember the ICU. My first memories are when they took me to Craig Hospital in Denver, Colorado, which is where they do rehab for brain injuries and spinal cord injuries. My first memory is having to roll over and attempt to press a button to have a nurse come roll me out of bed and put me into a wheelchair, right? So my whole life just was upended, right? It was completely flipped because I was on my way to becoming an Olympian. And
you're 16 years old, and this is like your whole life is kind of over. Is that what I'm getting?
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
So it really was, right? My life ended, right? So as reported as a fatality going to the hospital, my parents got the call, right? They got the call that I was on my way to the ICU, but I was dead, right? The officer reported it as a fatality. So this is, right, it's something that we hope to never comprehend, right, is the end of our life at such a young age.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how long was the rehab? How long did it, and when, you know, how long was the rehab, and when did you start, you know, there are probably doctors saying you're never going to walk again, man. I mean, when did you start going, I'm going to walk? I'm not going to pay attention to this. What happened?
Yeah, this is a great question, Ken. You asked the length of rehab, and in reality, for a traumatic brain injury, they say it takes about 7 years to fully recover. quote unquote, from a brain injury, right? So I would say that it took me around 7 years to fully recover from my traumatic brain injury. But recovery in the hospital, right? I wasn't conscious when they told my parents that I wouldn't walk again, right? Or that I wouldn't finish high school, or that I would be mentally or physically incompetent. So in my mind, I still had the Olympian mindset, right? So I was always going to accomplish my next step, right? The next goal. And I knew, right, that I was still a nationally ranked cyclist, but I also knew that I couldn't move. So that means my next goal was to just take a step again, right? My next goal was to get out of the wheelchair. And so I always would push myself to my greatest potential, doing all of the necessary therapies, right? I did a lot of therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, really to work on my mindset and work on my physical capabilities in order just to take the next step, right?
Wow. I can't even imagine, man. And, you know, to be able to come back from that, I'm a cyclist myself. And I heard your story. I was like, oh my gosh, you know. And, you know, I personally have passed the white bikes on the road, you know, the ones that didn't make it, and you did. You're a miracle in itself. And so you, you know, you got this new book. I got to take a break. We're going to come right back. But I want to take a dive into the book, because that's a complete transformation story of itself. So let me take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about the book itself. All right.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural drug-free way.
After using Legsercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
If you've been in an accident that wasn't your fault, well, your favorite attorney has a message for you. Collision, calamity, catastrophe? Are you innocent, faultless, above reproach? If you want money, you need an attorney. You need a bulldog. But finding one, it's laborious, it's strenuous, it's stupefying. That's why you got to call the number on your screen now. They'll help you connect to a legal expert. You have questions, they have answers. They know the legalese, the lingo, the jargon, and the argo. They'll even tell you how much money your case could be worth. $300,000, $2 million, $86,491, all sorts of numbers. Slip and falls, work accidents, car, truck, bus, motorcycle, motorbike, e-bike, tandem bike. These bulldogs will make sure people pay. And if you don't get paid, the attorneys don't get paid, and I don't get paid. So I compel you, I implore you, I beseech you to pick up that phone and call now to see what your case could be worth.
800-714-6530.
You've heard me say it before. What you consume affects how you think. Ken D. Foster here. If you want to operate at your highest level, to truly step into your power, you've got to fuel your mind and body with clean, potent foods that align with nature. That's why I want to introduce you to something I've been using, Empower Plus. This is not just another supplement. It's a farm-to-body superfood combining broccoli microgreens, sprouts, and lion's mane mushrooms, designed to support brain clarity, focus, and overall vitality. But here's what really sets it apart. They harvest and deliver this product in the same day, preserving the life force energy and potency. It's about conscious fuel for a conscious life. And now, when you go to voicesofcourage.us/Ken20, you'll receive 20% off your order. I truly hope you'll experience Empower Plus, because what you put into your body shapes what you create in your life. Remember, voicesofcourage.us/Ken20 to get your 20% off your order. Welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm with Nathan McCoskey, and we're talking about his new book that he co-wrote, Old Wealth, New Wealth, and True Wealth. I co-wrote with Sharon Lecter. So we're going to take a dive into that, Nathan. I don't know how you get from that place in the hospital to recovery to now you're an author. So help me through that.
Just nonstop, Ken. You just always keep pushing, right? Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, so the first step for me was to be able to walk again, right? We got that done. Yeah. And then I wanted to, I was set on finishing high school with my class so that I wasn't delayed in graduating high school. We got that done. And I mean, I really wanted to get back on a bike. And so I went through the proper therapies to get me back on a bike. So I got that done. And then I wanted to ride a century. I wanted to ride 100 miles on my bike afterwards. And so I got that done. And then I wanted to run a marathon, and I got that done. And then I wanted to get married to my beautiful bride. So we got that done. And then now we have incredible children, and it's such a blessing. And then I was able to graduate college and got that done. So I had all of these tasks, and the only option was to complete, right? The only option was to excel. Yeah. And so my next goal, right, my lifetime goal, was to write a book about my miraculous, my inspirational story, because we all have suffering in some regard, right, Ken? Like, everyone has suffering in some regard. For me, it was obviously encountering death, right? Which is one of the greatest fears of all, every human. And so I wanted to be able to help people be not afraid, right? Have less fear, because, right, I died, so what do I have to fear, right? And so the goal was to help everyone understand that we encounter this suffering. Maybe you haven't died. Maybe your suffering is familial. Maybe your suffering is financial. Maybe your suffering is emotional. But we don't use that to hold us back, right? Because it's so easy to let that stuff tie you down. We need to use this as fuel to launch us forward, right? To go and accomplish your goals.
Well, you kind of have to die to the old to embrace something new. So, are you still writing? Do you still write at all?
Yes and no. I did ride. I think it was a good, and I'm really grateful for my parents. They still allowed me to ride bikes on, you know, bike paths. I never wanted to ride on a road again, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah. Riding the bike was my ultimate sense of freedom, of purpose, and of joy. And so if they would have restricted me from getting back on the bike just to deal with the loss of my purpose, right? I think that would have really played a detrimental role in my recovery.
At one point, you kind of have to get back on the horse that bucked you, you know,
right,
to experience that and go, okay, I can still do this, but now there's something more in my life.
Right. So I'm very grateful that I was able to get back on the bike, and I trained for a century, and I rode a century, and I've spent a lot of time back on the bike, but it was no longer competitive, and it was no longer on roads.
That's interesting because, you know, that's interesting, that piece right there. I know for me, as an athlete and as a competitive athlete, I had to let go at some point of the competition with others to really start embracing the my own, you know, it's not about, you know, a competition I like. In other words, if we can both get better together, but competition where we're tearing down, I got to be number one, this is it and all that. I'm not sure that that's very healthy.
Well, that's the beauty of it, right? That's competition. And I guess the big mindset shift that I had, right, instead of me needing to be number one in cycling, like go, 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 I'm number one, I always win, it was a real mindset shift, right? A completely different way of looking at life, which is how we got to this definition of true wealth, how I got to writing this book, right? Because it's a mental anchor that's so strong, right, that no matter what happens, you still feel truly wealthy, right? And that is purpose and passion in something beyond yourself, right? True wealth.
What's true wealth? What does that mean?
Right. So true wealth is beyond just the dollars, right? It's in the person that you become and the life that it allows you to live, right? That unshakable belief that what I build inside matters more than anything happening outside. And I guess that the foundation of true wealth for me was turning adversity into purpose, right? So laying in that hospital bed, that was almost my boardroom, right? And then the rehab center was my classroom, if you want to call it that. So turning the broken dreams into blueprints for the person that I am becoming, because I really am passionate about having a generation understand the value of our time, right? Because tomorrow is never promised. So we need to make the most of today. We need to take action today and utilize our time to create and manifest the life that we dream to live, right? And become the person that we're called to become.
Yeah, well, I believe you're dead on with that. See, you know, everybody's got a fingerprint, right? You know, and we all have this unique gift that God has given to all of us to bring that particular piece into the world, whatever that is for each person. And it's hard to do that if we're not aware of, like you just said, time, aware that we are here to, you know, to grow, to dream, to expand our presence, to glorify God in my world. And, you know, and that's if we're aligned with that, not from a place of we should do this, we have to do this, not from a place of guilting ourselves or making us wrong if we're, you know, if we sleep in one day. It's just a place of moving it forward. What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, and I like how you bring that up, right? And it's so important. This is like the parable of the talents, right? You mentioned, right, the glorifying God. God gives us all our unique talents, right? And it's the parable of the talents he gives. Five talents to one servant, three to another, and one to the other. And the person who received one went and buried it out of fear, right? The person with three went out and created three more. The person with five went out and created 10 more. And so the value of that parable is to show us that we all have our talents, but it's not supposed to just be kept to ourselves, right? Because that is not true wealth. True wealth is communal. True wealth is learned through, right, correct and proper guidance, right? Which is why I'm so blessed to have Sharon Lechter as a mentor, right? Yeah. And to have a lot of mentors alongside me to be able to show me the path to creating a monetary abundance, right? In order to create true wealth for freedom of time and for another generation.
Well, you know, I'm going to put the book up on the screen here. So Old Wealth, New Wealth, True Wealth, that's the name of the book. And I guess I want to back up. What is old wealth and new wealth? What is that about? And by the way, my audience, you can get the book on Amazon. It's a powerful read, especially if you have, like I do. I have kids and I have grandkids and people that, you know, Nathan's leading this younger generation with this book. So I really encourage you to pick it up. You got somebody in your family that would benefit by switching up their thinking a little bit and start to think in terms of greater success. But anyway, old wealth, new wealth. What is that? Let's back up to there.
Yeah. Great question. So old wealth is more of the long-term tax-advantaged strategies to build, to really accumulate wealth, right? So nothing's wrong about it, right? So real estate would be old wealth, whole life insurance, long-term planning with tax-advantaged strategies, dynasty trusts, offshore banking, right? A lot of long-term, more hidden, right? It's a lot more hidden, more private, tax-advantaged, long-term generational accumulation of wealth. Then the new wealth would be the flashier creation of wealth nowadays, which would be social media fame and influencers on social media and almost get rich quick schemes. Some people riding the crypto wave in order to buy the new Bentley and driving the Bentley with their Rolex. You know, nothing wrong with it, but there's something more, right? There's something more. So true wealth would then be utilizing both the old wealth and the new wealth to create multiple streams of income, which then creates true wealth, which is your freedom of time.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I know I've been in, my career as a stockbroker, a security principal, arbitrator for NASD. I've raised millions and millions of dollars in capital. And, you know, I've been in that place and I understand old wealth. I understand new wealth. But I have to say, a lot of people go down the path of chasing those two things without understanding true wealth and what inevitably happens. They either lose their health, they lose their finances, they lose, you know, whatever, because it's not rooted in value. It's not rooted in the what you've written about in the book, about what true wealth is really about. And that's been my experience. And I've been coaching people for the last 30 years. They come to me because they made a lot of money, but now they don't have their health. Or they've lost their businesses several times and they don't understand why. And they're burnt out, right? So true wealth is really where it's at.
Well, and this is so interesting too. I've had a lot of ultra high net worth investors and mentors and partners in my network. And I've seen it so many times, right? That they get to the full accumulation of, I mean, an abundance of wealth, right? But they lose themselves. They lose their faith. This is a very Napoleon Hill type concept, right? So Napoleon Hill talks about the importance of our faith and that faith is the anchor to what drives us forward, right? What moves us forward. And so these people, they lose sight of their faith. They lose sight of their family. They lose sight of their health, right? A lot of people lose health when they're chasing the creation of an abundance of monetary wealth. Yeah. And there's no true wealth in that, right? There's no true wealth in just a selfish mindset that generates an accumulation of solely the monetary.
So what advice do you give? Because, you know, we got a society that's basically built around numbers. I mean, everything is compared to your number, the number of cars you have, the number of houses you have, how much money's in your bank account, how much, how many great relationships you have, how many kids do you have? Everything's about numbers, right? How, when somebody's your age and you go, wait, man, we got to switch out of this mindset. There's another way to look at things. What do you advise them to do?
Yeah, that's really based on legacy, right? So the creation of legacy is going so far beyond just the temporary pleasures of right now, right? And this is what it's a quote that I always refer to. JP2 said that the world offers you comfort, but we were not made for comfort. We were made for greatness, right? And that greatness that you're pursuing, it is not in the temporary pleasures, right? Because it's so easy to be comfortable nowadays, right? And looking at the numbers, just like you were saying, Ken, the numbers, everyone can look at numbers and that's great. You should push numbers. You need to be good at numbers. I mean, I promise you, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, if you're going to be a business owner, you have to know the numbers. But presenting just the numbers, right, doesn't present your unique self. Ken, you talk a lot about this, right? How each human, you've even said this on our podcast, right? Everyone has their own DNA. Everyone has their own fingerprint. Everyone is unique. And leveraging your unique unfair advantage is the way that one of my mentors calls it. I mean, it's your unique opportunity. That's how you create true wealth. That's how you create such an opportunity in your own personal story.
I couldn't agree more. And we're going to take a break. We come back, you know, as an elite athlete, you had to be disciplined. There's no way around that. You have to be disciplined. I'd like to know how that discipline translates into business and long-term consistency in all areas of life. So we'll talk about that when we get back here from the break.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
After using Legsercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
If you've been in an accident that wasn't your fault, well, your favorite attorney has a message for you. Collision, calamity, catastrophe. Are you innocent, faultless, above reproach? If you want money, you need an attorney. You need a bulldog. But finding one, it's laborious, it's strenuous, it's stupefying. That's why you got to call the number on your screen now. They'll help you connect to a legal expert. You have questions, they have answers. They know the legalese, the lingo, the jargon, and the argo. They'll even tell you how much money your case could be worth. $300,000, $2,000,000, $86,491. All sorts of numbers. Slip and falls, work accidents, car, truck, bus, motorcycle, motorbike, e-bike, tandem bike. These bulldogs will make sure people pay. And if you don't get paid, the attorneys don't get paid, and I don't get paid. So I compel you, I implore you, I beseech you to pick up that phone and call now to see what your case could be worth.
800-714-6530.
You've heard me say it before. What you consume affects how you think. Kendi Foster here. If you want to operate at your highest level, to truly step into your power, you've got to fuel your mind and body with clean, potent foods that align with nature. That's why I want to introduce you to something I've been using, Empower Plus. This is not just another supplement. It's a farm-to-body superfood combining broccoli microgreens, sprouts, and lion's mane mushrooms, designed to support brain clarity, focus, and overall vitality. But here's what really sets it apart. They harvest and deliver this product in the same day, preserving the life force energy and potency. It's about conscious fuel for a conscious life. And now, when you go to voicesofcourage.us/Ken20, you'll receive 20% off your order. I truly hope you'll experience Empower Plus, because what you put into your body shapes what you create in your life. Remember, voicesofcourage.us/can20 to get your 20% off your order. Welcome back, everybody. This is Ken, and I'm with Nathan Barkowski, and we're talking about the new book. It's Old Wealth, New Wealth, and True Wealth. He wrote it with Sharon Lecter, who a lot of you probably know because she's the powerhouse behind Rich Dad, Poor House and so many other books that are out in the marketplace. So I wanted to dive into that discipline piece, Nathan. How does discipline translate into success?
Well, entirely. So this all started back in the day, right? When I was training as a cyclist, discipline every single day. You wake up early. I born and raised in New Mexico. So if I was training during the summer, it would get way too hot past 9 o'clock in the morning to start to be riding, right? On your long training rides. So discipline means going to bed early, waking up really early, waking up at 3 o'clock, hitting the roads at 4:30, your eyes really early, and then you're on the roads for 5 hours. And so there's a lot of discipline there. There's discipline in your diets, discipline in your food consumption, your hydration, discipline with everything that you can, right? With making sure everything is as aerodynamic as it can be. That same discipline is necessary in every aspect of life, most especially as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as the founder of multiple businesses, you have to have the discipline with following your numbers, right? You've mentioned numbers earlier on this podcast. So knowing your numbers, knowing the returns, knowing the ROI that you're going to be, well, I mean, we could get into so many specific details of each business right now, but to keep it generic, having that discipline is being very attentive to the numbers, being very attentive to the team that you've put together, and most especially being attentive to the systems that are in place to help you scale. Because it's so easy to be a solopreneur and start a business and hope that it does what you intended to do, right? But in order to scale a business, in order to become a leader, you need to have the right systems in place with the right team.
Absolutely. And you know what stops a lot of solopreneurs is they have the mindset of scarcity. They have a mindset that they start a business and then they go, well, I gotta have capital, and they can't think about how to get capital in their business. What do you tell somebody that does that? You're a young guy, you create all these businesses.
Yeah.
You're 26. So what do you tell people when they're starting out?
Well, I mean, capital raising is number one, right? And I always tell people that the two things you need to know as an entrepreneur, one is the power of sales, and right, so that's about the importance of good communication with your clients, with your investors, with your business partners. Communication is key, and that obviously is sales. And then, of course, sales gets you more deals, right? It closes more deals. And the second part is real estate. Now, I'm not just talking about real estate as the asset class specifically. I have obviously built my businesses in this asset class specifically because I have a passion for real estate. But the concept of real estate, right? How our monetary system is built right now, how you can leverage, right? And I mean, Ken McElroy talks a lot about this too, right? That there's good debt and bad debt. And the good debt is where you can go close on a multifamily property with a couple $1 million that your tenants pay off. And now your tenants are paying off your debt. And that's good debt. You don't put any dollars into it, right? That's the same thing. Bad debt, of course, would be credit card debt, you know, where you have to pay it yourself because it's for, you know, a depreciating asset as opposed to an appreciating asset that produces cash flow. So there's a big importance on understanding the concept of real estate and having a very high competency of sales in order to pursue excellence in business.
I love that. And I think there's another piece to that, which is the abundance mindset. What is an abundance mindset, right? That's that mindset that you realize that there's nothing that you can't overcome. Nothing. Okay. And if you have those limitations, thinking, well, okay, well, we just use raising capital as one, but you have a limitation that you're not smart enough, or you have a limitation that you're not good in relationship, you're not good in sales, you're not good in this or that. And you may not be. That's okay. But as an entrepreneur, then we find people that are that eat sales for breakfast, you know, and we stick them on our team. But that abundance mindset, because I know, you know, even your roots, you know, when you had the accident and you came back, you know, and, you know, you decided, well, you know, I'm going to overcome this. That is an abundance mindset. That's what we're talking about here. What do you say to that?
Yeah. I mean, an abundance mindset does not put a cap on any potential that you have, right? So an abundance mindset doesn't hold you back from accomplishing your dreams, even if they're such big dreams. You know that you can accomplish them if you take the right steps. And there we're going back to discipline, right, Ken? So discipline is so crucial. It's pivotal for this type of mindset. For an abundance mindset, you need to be disciplined. You need to stick to the goals that you set. And it really all begins with those goals in mind, right? So go, if you're starting a day one today, I would recommend go sit on your bed and write down the goals that you have. Let them be abundant, right? Abundant goals, just big goals. And then start determining how you can accomplish those goals step by step. Precision, right? With absolute action, and surround yourself with a network that has already accomplished those goals, and they are already where you want to be, because it's easier to get there when you have the guidance of a mentor who can walk you that way, right?
Well, I love that you're giving the young generation that advice. You know, I had a friend, I met him when he was in his 50s. His name is Joe. And I asked Joe, I said, tell me about your goals, Joe. He says, oh, Ken, I wrote down my goals when I was in my 20s. He said, and they weren't small goals. He said, I wrote everything I wanted to accomplish in my life. And he said, of course, I've added to it over the years. I said, well, how many have you accomplished? He was in his 50s. He said, I think I've accomplished about 40% of them. I asked him in his 60s. I've accomplished about 60% of them. I asked him in his 70s. I've accomplished like about 85% of them. I asked him just recently in his 80s. He says, I've accomplished them all. And like he said, they were huge goals, okay? You know, traveling the world and taking cruises and creating wealth for his family and leaving legacies and, you know, a lot of things. So it's good you're giving people that advice, because at that young age, you're programming that mind to what you're going to do. So let me ask you this, okay? Because you've overcome big obstacles. What stops people from achieving those dreams in terms of their mindset? What, you know, because you've had to overcome those. What stops people?
Well, it's that scarcity mindset, right? You're talking about the importance of the mindset. Thinking, because we all encounter trials, and I told you, right, we all encounter suffering. Every entrepreneur, most especially, is going to hit difficulties. They're going to hit road bumps. They're going to hit walls. But instead of the key difference between a successful entrepreneur and just a dreamer, right, is taking the action, right, moving forward. And so if you were just to hit that speed bump and use it as a stop sign and just sit down and call it a day, well, you're not going to be successful. But if you just blow over that speed bump, right, and you can pivot, it's so necessary to be able to pivot while you're in business and change your plans, because nothing really goes as you expect it to from day one. So being able to pivot and adjust, and then surrounding yourself with people who can allow you to pivot in a smart manner, right? Because it's easy to create your own decisions to adjust as an entrepreneur, but if you do that without any guidance, you'll probably fall into the wrong trap. So you need to have proper guidance to do so.
100%. You know, it was Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich. He studied all the wealthiest people in the world at the time. And one of the conclusions he came out with was that those that can make decisions, I'll reverse it. Those that think a long time before they make a decision and then they're slow to change their mind, they're usually poor. But people that can make decisions quickly and are slow to change their mind, they're usually wealthy. Now, how do we get to that place? Well, I've learned over the years, stillness is the price of making great choices in our life. So, you know, you got your mind going, but when you can just stop, slow down to succeed for a second, get quiet, even for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, right? And you just calm the thoughts that are going by just for a second. You will have clarity and you will have focus. If you practice that one technique along with everything else you shared, Nathan, which are brilliant, this is going to help young people and older people to succeed in greater ways than you've ever thought possible. Stillness is a big key to this. Have you experienced that? And you had a lot of time to be still and not.
Yeah, well, and I think this relates so well to the book, that's the new wealth part of it, right? New wealth is so fast. It's going, going, going. It's so fast. And in our marketplace right now with AI and with everything that we have in the marketplace, it's just going so fast, so fast, so fast. But you need to be able to slow down in order to laser focus. And I will be the first to admit, right? I will be the first to plead guilty that I have been going fast, 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 fast. And I've always pursued the fast path as much as I can, right? That's, of course, my competition coming in as well. And so you need the stillness in order to laser focus, in order to really find yourself, because you'd lose yourself if you're going too fast. You'd lose yourself if you're chasing that new wealth.
Well, you know, it's like you're going fast, but listen, you're going around a curve. You better slow down and pay attention, okay? And become more aware if you're going to go through a sharp curve, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, the greatest success students in the world, those that have really created true wealth, they don't have one speed. They have many speeds, and they're able to apply those speeds. Hey, I go fast like crazy a lot, but I also have this other speed that I can just get quiet and still. And I know you already have that. I'm just speaking to the choir. But anyway, listen, the book is Old Wealth, True Wealth, New Wealth, Old Wealth, New Wealth, True Wealth by Nathan Barkowski, and Sharon Lecter is also on there with you. So I'm so proud of you, brother. I bet your parents are proud, and you've really accomplished a lot in such a young man, and you're really leading the world out there. The young generation really need to hear your voice in a greater and greater way. So thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. Final thoughts.
You know, Ken, it's such an honor to be with someone like yourself, such a thought leader like yourself, to be able to redefine wealth for this newer generation. And it's not just the youth, right? That's my target, because I would love everyone that is young like myself to understand the importance of our time. But it's any proactive and aspiring entrepreneur, anyone who wants something more, right? Who's intending to create something more out of their life, who just desires, who longs for the truth, right? For true wealth. And that is found in the power of our words, and that is found in the power of action, right? And of surrounding yourself in a strong network that brings you to that place. So I really appreciate the time that we've had today, Ken, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to pursue this new definition of wealth with someone like yourself, right? And continue to expand this brand. And I'm very honored to be doing so alongside yourself and with Sharon Lecter. And yeah, I encourage all of you to go buy the book, Old Wealth, New Wealth, True Wealth. It's found on Amazon. It's found at Barnes and Nobles, right? Anywhere that you can pick up a book, it will be there. And this is the message that you long to hear, because we all desire that new definition of true wealth.
I love it. Well, thank you, Nathan. I really appreciate you being here, and I hope you come back sometime and we'll do it again.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Ken.
So you heard it here. Change your mind, change your life. That's Nathan's message. And if you want to get his book, which I encourage you to go get, this will help you to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and you'll be able to do the impossible. Till next time, take care. We'll be right back.